الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى صلى الله تبارك وتعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وإنك لعلى خلق عظيم وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أحسن خلقك للناس معاذ بن جبل أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام صدق الله صدق الله مولانا العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الحبيب الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين Most respected ulama ikram, elders, respected musallis, it was shortly before the demise of Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. At the time when Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had appointed Sayyidina Mu'adh bin Jabal radiallahu an as the governor of Yemen, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was dispatching Sayyidina Mu'adh bin Jabal radiallahu an off, seeing him off. It was at that juncture that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had also mentioned to Mu'adh bin Jabal radiallahu an that this perhaps will be their last meeting, and that Mu'adh bin Jabal radiallahu an will not meet Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam the next time he comes back to Madinah Munawwara. So this was a very touching moment, a very important meeting, and from amongst the final advices that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had given Mu'adh radiallahu an when his feet were already in the stirrups of the animal was أحسن خلقك للناس Mu'adh bin Jabal. That, O Mu'adh radiallahu an, make your character excellent for the people. Make your character excellent for the people. Display the best character to the people. Display of good conduct, display of good character is something that cannot be overemphasized. There is a saying, there is a proverb in English that says that if a person loses his wealth, then he has lost nothing. If a person loses his health, then he has lost something. But if a person has lost his character, then he has lost everything. Though we may not perceive it, and we may not understand it, but each and every one of us, every Muslim, is an ambassador of deen. So to say, he is an unrecognized ambassador of deen. The kuffar, the disbelievers, they may never read the Qur'an Majeed or the translation of the Qur'an Majeed. They may never read the beautiful seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, understanding the beautiful qualities of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But yes, definitely they will read us. They will see us and they will read us. And to them, they cannot differentiate between a learned person and a layman, an alim and a non-alim. When they see a Muslim, they see a Muslim, and that is the representative, he is the representative or she is the representative of Islam, an ambassador of Islam. So the manner in which we carry ourselves, the manner in which we behave, the manner in which we display our character positively or negatively will impact on the perception that others, especially disbelievers, will have of Islam. We can either be a means of inviting others, inviting the non-Muslims towards Islam by following in the footsteps of Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and displaying the best form of character in every regard, in every facet of our lives, or we can become a means of further disillusioning the masses and disillusioning the disbelievers into believing otherwise about the beautiful deen of Islam due to our uncultured behavior, due to us displaying intolerance, displaying bad character traits, and painting a negative picture of Islam. Often, people say, that Islam was spread by the sword. The great virtuous act of jihad played a very important role in spreading deen, to the four corners of the world. But more strongly, more greater than that, was the display of the akhlaq of Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam radiallahu anhu ajma'in, who, when they traversed the different countries to go and spread deen, they may have been mere traders, but the akhlaq that they displayed, the behavior that they showed, the way in which they carried themselves, the true spirit of Islam was emanating from them. The nur of the akhlaq of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was present in them, not only theoretically, but practically and physically as well. And they became beacons of hidayat. Many, many hundreds, nay thousands of people thronged to Islam just by their display of the noble character of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which they had learned from Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now the aspect of the character of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the akhlaq of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is a very, very vast topic which cannot be covered. Many volumes have been written on the aspect of the character of Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But just for us to understand, what is the crux of akhlaq, of good character? The crux of akhlaq and good character is that a person is conscious at all times as to how he will be in his connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in his relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in his relationship with his fellow human beings, in the manner in which he will conduct himself and converse and deal, in his business relations, in his social relations. When a person is conscious of all of this, and a person is following the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the sublime way of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in all of these aspects, then this forms the complete description of good character and good akhlaq. Sayyidina Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu anha, when she was asked that what was the character of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then she replied, don't you read in the Quran Sharif, Allah ta'ala says, wa innaka la'ala khuluqin azim, that indeed, O you Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, are for most sublime character, most lofty standard of character. The commentators explain that what do we understand, or what is the meaning of this lofty and sublime status of the character of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? They explain that it refers to this aspect, that the entire life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was in total conformity to the hukm and the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam followed every single injunction, command and decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And at the same time, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam kept away from every prohibition subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hence, his entire life was in total conformity to what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted from him at every juncture. This is the complete description of good character. Now, as we mentioned, the aspects of good character from the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam are far too many to discuss in this short duration. We find that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was on this perfect standard of good character pre-nubuwat and post-nubuwat. Throughout his life, right up to the end of his life, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam from beginning to end was a display of the most perfect form of character, good character. We will remember the incident when Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had received wahi for the first time, and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had come home. He was trembling. He was awestruck. He was shocked, so to say, because of his first interaction with, in this manner, when the wahi, his wife Hazrat Khadija radiallahu anha had consoled Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, explained to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, will never disgrace you. Don't ever think that this is a means of disgrace for you in any way. And then she enumerated the different good character traits of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the different excellent qualities that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had within him even before Nubuwwat. About Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam being there to assist people, the first in any calamity to assist, the tolerance of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, etc. All the good characteristics of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, many characteristics of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, she enumerated this, and this was prior to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam even receiving Nubuwwat. So just to discuss a few of the characteristics, good characteristics of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam from the very many, I've decided to discuss three or four, depending on the time. First was the aspect of the tolerance of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now we need to understand that we live in a world wherein we have to interact with various different people at every juncture, and no two people are the same. The famous example the people give that we hear is that when you look at your own palm of your hand and you look at your fingers, all the fingers on your own palm are not the same. So the temperaments of people vary. The thought processes, likes and dislikes of every individual and human being vary. In a home, two brothers may have complete different likes and dislikes. So we will be subjected to living with various classes and types of people with different temperaments throughout our lives. So automatically, some form of tolerance will be required. This goes a little one notch higher when a person has his rights trampled. When somebody tramples our rights, somebody hurts us in some way, then to exercise tolerance at that time is an even greater thing. But higher than that, what we learn from the noble life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is that when our rights are trampled, when our feelings are hurt, when things are done to us that are negative, that are hurtful, at that juncture, to display good akhlaq, to display good to that person, to deal with that person in a positive manner, in a good manner, not repelling evil with evil, not just exercising patience and tolerance, but taking tolerance to a level higher of doing good to that person who has hurt us. That was the character of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. On one occasion, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had come out of the hujarat of his private rooms, and Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu was with him. At that time, a person came, and he came and presented a case before Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that he needs some financial assistance. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam at that time, he didn't have anything to give this person. At that time, a person by the name of Zaid bin Su'na came, and he told Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that he will give Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam a loan, a certain amount of gold, and that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam must repay him with a stipulated amount of dates on a specified date. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam agreed to this, and he took the gold from this person, he gave it to that deserving case, and that person went away. However, some days before the appointed time, when the debt was due, when Rasulullah sallallahu was supposed to pay the debt, some days before that, this person, Zaid bin Sa'na, he comes to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he behaves to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He says to Rasulullah sallallahu, Rasulullah sallallahu was with his sahaba radiallahu anhu ajma'in, and he says to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that the Banu Abdul Muttalib, the only procrastinate and deals, and this I've come to know by my own experience with you, and he behaved in a very rude manner to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Umar radiallahu anhu was present there. Was present in that majma. And Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu, obviously we know the love that he had for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. His eyes started rolling. He was furious. And he says to this person, am I hearing what I'm hearing and am I seeing what I'm seeing? O enemy of Allah, is that the way you are behaving with Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam all this time was calm, composed. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says to Umar radiallahu anhu, O Umar radiallahu anhu, at this time, at this juncture, you needed to advise myself and himself with something else. You needed to advise me to pay his debt on time, and you needed to advise him to demand his debt in a more respectful manner, and not display this type of rude manner when demanding his debt. Nevertheless, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam instructed Umar radiallahu anhu to go and reap him something more also. Pay him more than what was due to him. So when Umar radiallahu anhu goes with him, he takes him and gives him what was due to him, and he gives him more, then Zayd bin Sa'ala asks Umar radiallahu anhu. So he says to him that this is in lieu of my rude or my retort towards you when you spoke to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in this manner. My retort towards you, because of this, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has asked me to give you extra. So up to this point, Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu didn't know who this person was. So now this person asks Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu, that, do you know who I am? Umar radiallahu anhu says, no, I don't know who you are. So he said that I am Zayd bin Sa'ana. And he was a rabbi, he was a learned rabbi, and he says to Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu that I had, when I saw the Mubarak face of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then I had recognized all the qualities of nubuwwat in the face of Rasulullah, on the Mubarak face of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, except for two. One was that his tolerance supersedes his intolerance, and the second is that when a person behaves with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in a foul manner, in an ill manner, in a rude manner, then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam behaves back with that person in a good manner, in a positive manner. And now, from this experience of mine, I have tested these two qualities of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and I bear testimony that Allah is my Rabb, Islam is my Deen, and Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the messenger of Allah. They come to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Hazrat Zayd bin Sa'ana radiallahu an expresses his shahadat before Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He accepts Islam. He takes bayat at the hands of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Pledges allegiance at the hands of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And thereafter, he spends much of his wealth in the path of Islam, in the path of Allah subhanahu wa taala. And he is martyred during en route during the expedition of Tabuk. All of this, this change in him, this invitation towards Islam, his acceptance of Islam, was based on what? It was based on the sublime character of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in the manner in which Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam dealt with him. We, unfortunately, sometimes are intolerant of the smallest action of those that are at times the closest to us. Sometimes our wife may have slipped up and made a small mistake, but we become extremely intolerant towards her. Speak to her in a most obnoxious manner, with every form of vulgarity, etc. We should remember, as I mentioned, that we are ambassadors of Deen. We, our actions, our character, show those around us what Islam is about. In this incident, we find that this person became a Sahabi. He accepted Islam based on the character of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We also can become mantles of hidayat, calling people towards Deen, calling people towards Islam, if our character is in conformity to the way of Rasulullah. Inshallah, we'll continue. Subhanallah, alhamdulillah, subhanakallah, inshallah, subhanallah.
أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله
الحمد لله علي ذات عظيم الصفات سمي سمات كبير الشان جليل القدر رفيع الذكر مطاع الأمر جلي البرهان فخيم الاسم غزير العلم وسيع الحلم كثير الغفران جميل الثناء جزيل العطاء مجيب الدعاء عميم الإحسان سريع الحساب شديد العقاب أليم العذاب عزيز السلطان ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له في الخلق والأمر ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله المبعوث إلى الأسود والأحمر المنعوت بشرح الصدر ورفع الذكر وصلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه الذين هم خلاصة العرب العرباء وخير الخلائق بعد الأنبياء أما بعد فيا أيها الناس وحدوا الله فإن التوحيد رأس الطاعات واتقوا الله فإن التقوى ملاك الحسنات وعليكم بالسنة فإن السنة تهدي إلى الإطاعة ومن أطاع الله ورسوله فقد رشد واهتدى وإياكم والبدعة فإن البدعة تهدي إلى المعصية ومن يعص الله ورسوله فقد ضل وغوى وعليكم بالصدق فإن الصدق ينجي والكذب يهلك وعليكم بالإحسان فإن الله يحب المحسنين ولا تقنطوا من رحمة الله فإنه أرحم الراحمين ولا تحبوا الدنيا فتكونوا من الخاسرين ألا تستكمل رزقها فاتقوا الله وأجملوا في الطلب وتوكلوا عليه متوكلين وادعوه فإن ربكم مجيب الداعين واستغفروه يمددكم بأموال وبنين أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم وقال ربكم ادعوني أستجب لكم إن الذين يستكبرون عن عبادتي سيدخلون جهنم داخرين بارك الله بارك الله العظيم ونفعنا وإياكم بما فيه من الآيات وذكر الحكيم أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر للمسلمين فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أرسله بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا بين يدي الساعة من يطع الله ورسوله فقد رشد ومن يعص الله ورسوله فإنه لا يضر إلا نفسه ولا يضر الله شيئا أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد عبدك ورسولك وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات صلى الله عليه وسلم أرحم أمتي بأمتي أبو بكر رضي الله تعالى عنه وأشدهم في أمر الله عمر رضي الله تعالى عنه وأصدقهم حيان عثمان رضي الله تعالى عنه وفاطمة سيدة نساء أهل الجنة رضي الله تعالى عنها، والحسن والحسين سيدا شباب أهل الجنة رضي الله تعالى عنهما، وحمزة أسد الله وأسد رسوله رضي الله تعالى عنه. اللهم اغفر للعباس وظهرة وباطنة لا تغادر ذنبا، رضوان الله تعالى عليهم وعن كل الصحابة أجمعين. الله الله في أصحابي لا تتخذوهم غرضا من بعدي، فمن أحبهم فبحبي أحبهم، ومن أبغضهم فببغضي أبغضهم، وخير أمتي قرني ثم الذين يلونهم ثم الذين يلونهم. اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. عباد الله رحمكم الله، إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. قال تعالى: فاذكروني أذكركم واشكروا لي ولا تكفرون. Please check that our safs are straight, all gaps have been filled in. Kindly ensure that our garments above our ankles. And please switch off our cell phones. A kind reminder, as we mentioned previously, our senior ulama have asked us to continuously remind each other so that we can correct ourselves. Musical tones, musical ringtones of any form at any time are impermissible, haram, especially in the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whether we are attending this masjid or we are attending any other masjid, that we do not contaminate the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with this filth of shaitan in the form of musical ringtones, etc., etc. Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq. Allahu Akbar. Alhamdulillahi Rahim, Maliki Yawmiddin, Iyyaka na'budu wa Iyyaka nasta'in, Ihdina as-sirata al-mustaqim, Sirata al-lazina an'amta alayhim, غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. سبح اسم ربك الأعلى الذي خلق فسوى والذي قدر فهدى والذي أخرج المرعى فجعله غثاء أحوى. سنقرئك فلا إلا ما شاء الله، إنه يعلم الجهر وما يخفى، ونيسرك لليسرى، فذكر إن نفعت الذكرى. سيذكر من يخشى ويتجنبها الأشقى الذي يصلى النار الكبرى، ثم لا يموت فيها ولا يحيا، قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى، بل أتى الدنيا والآخرة خير وأبقى. إن هذا لفي الصحف الأولى، صحف إبراهيم وموسى. الله أكبر. الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. هل أتاك حديث الغاشية؟ وجوه خاشعة عاملة ناصبة تصلى نارا حامية تسقى من عين آنية ليس لهم طعام إلا من ضريع لا يسمن ولا يغني من جوع وجوه يومئذ ناعمة لسعيها راضية في جنة عالية لا تسمع فيها لاغية فيها عين جارية فيها سرر مرفوعة وأكواب موضوعة ونمارق مصفوفة وزرابي مبثوثة أفلا ينظرون إلى الإبل كيف خلقت وإلى السماء كيف رفعت وإلى الجبال كيف نصبت وإلى الأرض كيف سطحت فذكر إنما أنت مذكر لست عليهم بمصير من تولى وكفر فيعذبه الله العذاب الأكبر إن إلينا إيابهم ثم إن علينا حسابهم. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. اللهم أنت السلام منك السلام ورحمة الله ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادك ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إني كنت من الظالمين. رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا. اللهم إنا نسألك العفو والعافية والمعافاة الدائمة في الدين والدنيا والآخرة والفوز بالجنة والنجاة من النار. اللهم اكفنا بحلالك عن حرامك واغننا بفضلك عن من سواك. اللهم انصرنا ولا تنصر علينا. اللهم انصر المسلمين المستضعفين المظلومين في كل مكان. اللهم بارك لنا في الموت وفيما بعد الموت. اللهم إنك عفو كريم رحيم تحب العفو فاعف عنا يا كريم. اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك منه نبيك وحبيبك وعبدك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من شر ما سعادك منه نبيك وحبيبك وعبدك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. أنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.